This is the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. You may have heard in the news on Friday and over the weekend that a new government initiative will see the introduction of paid leave for victims of domestic violence once a new bill, which has been published, is voted into law. Those who are suffering from or at risk of domestic violence will be entitled to 5 days of paid leave per year. Now, we're joined on Zoom by Dr. Marie Hainsworth, who's the manager of Donegal Domestic Violence. Dr. Marie, good morning.
Morning, Donal. How are you doing?
Very well indeed, thank you. In terms of this legislation, what's your take? Does this answer a pressing need that's out there? Does it go far enough?
It's the start, definitely. I know it's something that Women's Aid have been calling for quite a long time. I think it is in the UK, possibly coming into Northern Ireland as well. The difference with it is that at the moment people are having to use ordinary leave. You know, often if a domestic violence incident happens, you know, a family have to uproot, they have to move, they have to go to court. So there's quite a bit of a time requirement by victims that isn't always able to be facilitated by the workplace at the moment, you know, because people are having to use sick leave or they're having to use annual leave. And the difference with this particular type of leave is that it's immediate. So you don't have to wait 2 weeks, or you don't have to, you know, apply for the leave and then it's dependent on whether somebody else is off or whether shifts can be covered. You know, it's kind of like it's an immediate need and it can be met, which often is what's required. So, yes, definitely for clients that we work with and certainly those that are having to look for accommodation or look for legal support, this kind of leave could make a big difference.
There are going to be sensitivities in how this is notified and how this is managed, because I can well imagine somebody might be reticent about phoning their employer and saying, I am in this situation. It's something that many people would be reticent about talking about. They don't want to talk about it. And that's going to add, I won't use the word complication because it's the wrong word, but that's going to add an extra sensitivity to applying for this leave, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think it can add to the stress if it's not handled right. Alongside the legislation, what there should be is the option then for employers to be able to provide training or to be provided with training. So often in a workplace domestic violence policy, you would have a dedicated person who is the link, the go-to person, if you like. And they've had training, they have that sensitivity, there might be somebody that the employee has trust and can talk to. And then it's just up to them to pass on to management, this leave is being accessed, and they'll be back on whatever date, you know. So what we're hoping to do is, or what we would hope that the government will be supporting to happen, is that not just to introduce the legislation, but also to introduce the training, the backup and the support that goes alongside it. Otherwise, like you said, people are going to be very reluctant. It's going to be a lot easier just to phone in sick or maybe not do the things that need to be done, not go to court, not to actually look to leave the situation and drag it out for longer, hoping that things will resolve. So, yeah, it has to be a package. That's what we're looking for now, to see whether that's being offered as well.
In terms of the response of employers, the noises that are coming from people like ISME, people like IBEC, those who will be employers, they appear to be positive enough at the beginning of the process, at least.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I know, it's another leave that employers are paying. But as I said, most employers are kind of paying it anyway, but through other channels. And oftentimes, if you're an employer and you don't actually know why your employee is taking time off, it's harder to manage, you know, where at least this way you're getting a bit fuller of a picture. You know, it's an immediate need. You know when the person's coming back. You know the situation that's going on. I mean, in the same legislation, they're also introducing leave for carers and for parents to take time off with children who are sick. So all of these tend to be things that are taken fundamentally as part of sick leave. And it doesn't really give an employer any idea of what's going on. It doesn't give them much scope to kind of plan for things. And there are different types of leave. So I think it's important, A, that the government gets a picture of where people are taking time off and what it's for, but also that employers know what's happening with their employees and can plan better. A generic sick leave is not really telling an employer very much.
A really important element of this whole process is going to be confidentiality, because going back to one of the earlier questions, I mean, if a conversation takes place between a woman who finds herself in that situation and an employer, the last thing they're obviously going to want to do is for that to become a topic of conversation in the workplace. And, you know, there's going to be natural conversations in a staff room, oh, where such and such, you know, and it's going to have to be very carefully managed by the employer how those conversations go, because people will want confidentiality and will feel very threatened if they don't have it.
Absolutely. And it's the same way, you know, if an employee is sick or, you know, whatever the reasons are for taking time off, you know, it has to be done respectfully. And that's where I think the training comes in terms of your HR management within the organization and why it might be better to just allocate somebody with those particular skills to be able to work with the person. So all of that kind of has to be thought through by employers. It's not just a case of, yeah, you can take that leave, off you go, but not think about the consequences, because consequences can also be dangerous if you're informing people and also informing people that they're not in the workplace, because often abusers will track victims as soon as the situation's happened. And if they realize that they're not in the workplace, they might be asking around to find out where that person is. So, you know, there's a whole safety element as well that goes alongside this that employers need to be aware of.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of the process. Legislation has been published. Now, there can be many a slip twixt cup and lip when it comes to actually getting legislation through the Dáil committee stage, the Seanad, back to the Dáil, and ultimately signed into law by the President and then implemented. And it's going to take some time for this to go through the system. Important in the meantime that we have conversations about those issues like training, that we have conversations to make sure that when this law comes in, it comes in properly phrased, properly framed, and ready to be implemented successfully.
Absolutely. It's a bit like the remote working policy, you know, like it needs to have time to be worked through. Organisations need time to think about how it will actually work for them. Can companies combine together, you know, with skills and resources, or do training together? There's all of those aspects. And obviously services like ourselves should be brought in to be able to do training and give that support. But all of that needs time. So yes, start thinking about it now. It is coming down the line. It's very much a European kind of led initiative in the sense that a lot of other countries are doing it at this stage. So, you know, it is a direction we will be going in, but it's how do we manage it and how do we make sure that it works effectively?
And obviously, in terms of committee stage, various organisations will be invited in to give evidence at committee stage and make contributions to this particular legislation. Would you like to be there yourself to give your tuppence worth to those who are framing the law?
Oh, I always like to be invited to things like that, but usually it's the bigger organisations up in Dublin. But I think they should be listening, in particular to rural areas, because I think the needs of rural employees is probably different. And I think particularly in small communities, the issues around confidentiality that you've mentioned are going to be hugely different. So, yeah, in terms of the consultations, I think they should be looking to organisations that have links into rural areas, as well as just focusing on the urban issues.
In terms of this actually becoming law, being implemented and becoming a reality, we're talking probably a time frame of minimum 1 year and possibly longer. What sense are you getting with regards to how long it's going to take this to go through the system?
To be honest, I've no idea at the moment with everything that's going on and the focus on budgets and everything else. You know, it could be one of those things that gets slipped through because most of it is kind of in place, or it could be something that just puts on the back burner. It depends as well on the lobby groups and the pressure that's put onto government. So I think anybody involved that's affected by this legislation, and that does include carers, parents, you know, families generally, anybody working in any of those sectors, needs to put pressure on the government to make sure that it doesn't drop off now. You know, they've made the announcement. Everybody assumes the legislation's there. They can kind of then stall for quite a while. And I think local politicians should be, you know, linking in with services and making it a priority for our area in particular.
Dr. Maria Hainsworth, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. We will watch this one with interest and track it as it goes through the various stages in Leinster House. But for the moment, at least, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.